One step the administration has taken to help prevent future intelligence failures is a new center to analyze all terrorist threat information gathered by the government. It's only been operating for a couple of months, and lawmakers are already worried the center is just another layer of bureaucracy. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
President Bush announced the creation of the new Terrorist Threat Integration Center, now known as TTIC, in this year's State of the Union address. He said all threat information would be merged in a single place where analysts could, as they say, connect the dots. The idea was a big surprise to members of Congress who thought they'd just created an almost identical center in the new Department of Homeland Security, or DHS. Administration officials came to Capitol Hill this week to explain how the different operations will work together, but lawmakers were clearly skeptical. Washington Democrat Norman Dix on the House Select Committee on Homeland Security said it doesn't make much sense having so many people responsible for threat information.
Can somebody explain to me why creating these two separate entities helps DHS in its role to thwart terrorism inside the United States? Or doesn't it just create confusion and a division that is unnecessary? Can anybody explain why we're doing this?
Yes, I'll try to explain again, sir.
That's John Brennan, director of TTIC. He said all threat information gathered by the FBI, the CIA, and the Departments of Defense, State, and Homeland Security will now be sent to the center, where analysts from those agencies will work together to try to determine what it means. Brennan said it's the only way to protect U.S. interests at home and abroad.
No single agency has the authority or the capability to understand and to deal with a terrorist threat. And therefore, this TTIC was an attempt by the administration bringing together those people so they can have the access to all the information that's available to the U.S. government to help to prevent terrorist attacks from taking place.
He said the center will share its analysis with other agencies so they can then decide what to do about it. For the Department of Homeland Security, that might mean figuring out what steps to take to protect a facility that's been threatened. William Parrish, Homeland Security's Acting Assistant Secretary for Information Analysis, says the arrangement seems to be working.
Our activities are coordinated. It's complementary. We cannot afford to have any gaps or seams.
He said some overlap is unavoidable, but it could help prevent things from slipping through the cracks. Parrish said the Department of Homeland Security not only participates in and receives information from TTIC, but it also gets raw intelligence directly from other agencies and does its own analysis as well. That explanation seemed to further confuse lawmakers, including Connecticut Republican Christopher Shays.
I'm still trying to wrestle with who ultimately takes responsibility, if TTIC, Homeland Security, the CIA, or the FBI, when some bit of intelligence is not properly viewed or vetted for what it is and something bad happens as a result. Who takes responsibility?
It's that person or agency that did not do what it was supposed to do with that information.
And that, explained TTIC's John Brennan, is to pass along any relevant intelligence to an agency that needs it to do its job. Given past experience, some lawmakers said they're doubtful that will in fact occur. They plan to monitor TTIC's operations closely in the months to come. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.